Hey, welcome back to you live and local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill Studios. We are joined tonight by a special guest, Kevin Goodwin, recent arrival in the Triangle. He's got a new EP out, his third. It's called One Hell of a Night. It just dropped within the last few weeks, and it is terrific. He's joining us here now in the studio to chat a bit and play some music. Kevin, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Aaron. Excited to be here.
Let's hear a song. What are we going to hear first?
All right, so this one is the first track off the new record. It's called Best Damn Time.
Go for it.
Ripped jeans and Converse All Stars. Yeah, she's a total eclipse of the heart. Talk about a dream on Elm Street. She's got a smile that can light up the silver screen. She's got silent taste. She's straight out of Stranger Things. She's one hell of a night. Edge of 17, an 80s dream. Just like Evan when she's kissing me. She likes Breakfast Club. Think I'm in love with her taste in cinema. I like Cindy Crawford. Everybody wants her. She's the best damn time that I have ever known. Even when it's cold, I've never seen a girl like her. She's timeless like Back to the Future. She's got style and taste. I want her to take on me. She's one hell of a night. Edge of 17, an 80s dream. Just like Gavin when she's kissing me. She likes Breakfast Club. Think I'm in love with her taste in cinema. I like Cindy Crawford. Everybody wants her. She's the best damn time that I have ever known. She's so classic. Every little thing she does is magic. Edge of 17, an 80s dream. Just like Kevin when she's kissing me. She likes Breakfast Club. Think I'm in love with her taste in cinema. I like Cindy Crawford. Everybody wants her. She's the best damn time that I have ever known.
Awesome. You are listening to Kevin Goodwin playing music off of his new EP, One Hell of a Night. We'll be back with more music, and we'll chat with Kevin about the EP when we come back on Live and Local on 97.9 The Hill after this. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Live and Local. I'm Aaron Keck here in the studio. We are joined tonight by Kevin Goodwin. His new EP is One Hell of a Night. It is just out. It's terrific. KevinGoodwinMusic.com is his website. Kevin, again, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me, man.
Tell us about, okay, before we even get into the EP, that song that you just played, Best Damn Time, A, my favorite song of yours. B, it's the one that we play on the air semi-regularly. So if folks are listening to this and they listen to the show on a regular basis, they will already know that the album version is completely different from what you just played. And I love the two different versions. Like, they hit so differently and they're both great.
Thank you. It certainly is different. I have to, when I have my full band in the studio, it's kind of a totally different feel because I always hear these songs and kind of know what I want them to sound like. But then when I'm playing solo, just on keys, a lot of times I have to rearrange things, especially like that song.
Do you get, like with that song in particular, like do you get different people, like different types of people coming up to you afterwards, like the full band version versus the solo piano version. Like, I imagine different people will be more or less affected by it.
Definitely. Yeah. Because it's a totally different, it's kind of like a almost like a pop punk rock kind of vibe on the regular version, the album version. And so when I play it live, it's almost like ballady, which is totally different. So yeah. I think some people probably don't even realize it's the same song.
Yeah.
If they're
not
that familiar with it.
So. It's awesome. So for folks who don't know, you're new in town. So tell us about yourself. What's your background?
Yeah. So I moved here right before the record came out. Last month, actually. So just moved to the Chapel Hill area from Charlotte, by way of Charlotte. So about 2 hours away. Not too far, but
nice.
I was excited for a change of scenery. I came up here and saw a show, Cat's Cradle, over the summer.
Of course.
And just kind of fell in love with this whole area. And I was like, well, that's definitely where I want to be.
Did Cat's Cradle bring you up here?
It did, actually, yeah. I had a friend playing Isabel Pless, who is somebody I've played shows with, like, virtually. She was playing live at Cat's Cradle, opening for somebody, and so I had wanted to check out Chapel Hill. I'd never been, and then I came up this summer to see her play, and I was just immediately like, wow, what a cool town and an interesting vibe. And I was looking for a change of scenery, so it was just the perfect fit.
Love it. What have your first impressions been, like, for the town and like the local music scene in general?
Well, the first thing I noticed is everybody's super nice here, which is really cool.
Is Charlotte nice not like that?
Not really.
Okay,
it's starting to get that a little bit of like a New York kind of personality.
It's what happens when you put like 8 giant bank buildings in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very crammed. There's a lot of people. And I lived in the city, actually. I was living downtown in Charlotte for a couple of years. And it was just one of those things where everybody's go, 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 go. Very busy, very short with you. Not, you know, but here everybody's so friendly. Like, just coming up. And I didn't really know many people except Leo Wuer, who's another songwriter here, who I actually, one of the songs, All Yours, off the record, we did together as
nice.
A duet. So she's one of the only people I knew up here. But moving up here, you know, you tell people you're new and people are so friendly. They're like, oh, that's great. Here's where this is. Here's where that is. And it's just cool that people are actually interested in talking and getting to know each other. And it just seems like there's a really cool sense of community, which there are pockets of that in Charlotte, but not like an overall. It's too big to have an overall.
Right.
Kind of community feel.
Tell us about the EP, One Hell of a Night. Obviously, title comes from that first song. How did it all come together?
Yeah, so I've been making music professionally, releasing it for about 5 or 6 years now. And this record, I wanted to do really, really different stuff. I wanted to try to write songs that were way, way kind of left field from what I've done before. Mm-hmm. And so I had like an instrumental song. I had Best Damn Time, which is kind of a pop punk song.
Yep.
There's almost like a hard rock song called High on there. So it's definitely the most diverse record me and my producer have ever made. But we were excited to try a bunch of new things and kind of have an experimental record.
I do like that because, like, you're exactly right. And, like, comparing this individual tracks on this EP to each other, but also comparing this EP to the EP to the previous two, like, I don't know what I'm about to get when I hit one of your songs, which I like.
I'm glad. I'm glad. That's what I go for. I try to make it sound different. And obviously it's tough because you always have your same voice. You know?
Right,
it's always
right,
me singing
yeah.
and stuff. But I try to make it sound like it could be by a completely different artist every song I do, if I can. Because I love to have a diversity like that.
Insofar as that's true, like, who most inspires you?
Oh, man. Anything from the early 2000s. That's my wheelhouse. So, like, Goo Goo Dolls, The Fray, Coldplay, anything from that era of the early 2000s is a big influence on me and probably the music that's resonated with me the most.
Mm. Now that you've been around here for a couple of months, who do you like here locally that you've
run
into?
Well, definitely Leo Wuer.
Right.
Also, Ryan Wade is a fantastic singer-songwriter I've met around here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still getting out and feeling out the scene. I'm playing at a Epilogue at the end of the month here, so I'm
nice.
Excited about that.
But yeah.
Trying to get out and catch local shows. I've been to some at the Cave. Those are really fun.
Mm. That was the first venue I went to when I was
really?
When I got here. Yeah, I came down from New Jersey, which is I have nothing bad to say about New Jersey, but there's nothing like the Cave there.
Yeah.
Like, just absolutely not.
Well, it's awesome. It's a super cool venue.
Yeah. Again, speaking with Kevin Goodwin, kevingoodwinmusic.com is the website. Want to go find out more? One Hell of a Night is the new EP. It's just out. 2 earlier ones as well, also worth checking out. Let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
All right. This next one is a Favorite Mistake, which was the second single off the record.
Go for it.
Thank you.
slamming the door in my face. It's nice to know that you took things okay. I hope it'll make you feel better once you've burned all my letters. I meant every word that I wrote. And honey, I still think you're beautiful, but I think in time you'll see that we just weren't meant to be. And I've got no regrets, 'cause you're my favorite mistake yet. And I hope you'll see you meant the world to me. Remember that time you said that we could never be friends? Well, I guess you were right about that, and it turns out that I'm kind of glad, 'cause I think in time you'll see that we just weren't meant to. Regrets, 'cause you're my favorite mistake yet. And I hope you'll see you meant the world to me. I heard you changed the color of your hair. I heard that you've been sleeping everywhere. And I'm sorry that I broke your heart. It's sad to hear that you've fallen apart. Time you'll see that we just weren't meant to be. And I've got no regrets, 'cause you're my favorite mistake yet. And I hope you'll see you meant the world to me. You meant the world to me.
You are listening to Kevin Goodwin playing live songs off his new EP, One Hell of a Night. KevinGoodwinMusic.com, the website. We're going to have more from Kevin and one more song when we come back on Live and Local after this. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck coming at you from Intrinsic Aura Studios here at University Place. Joined tonight by Kevin Goodwin, new arrival in Chapel Hill. He came with music. He just dropped a new EP called One Hell of a Night. It's out now. KevinGoodwinMusic.com is the website for more information. Also streaming everywhere, so you can check that out too. Again, thank you so much for being with us tonight. You mentioned in the last segment that you've got a show coming up at Epilogue.
I do.
What should folks know about that?
So it's a free show, which is exciting, because you can just come hang out. But I'm going to be playing at Epilogue Books and Coffee, and that's going to be the 30th of September from 4 to 6 p.m. I will be playing at Epilogue.
Nice. I like it. That's a really cool space. I actually didn't know that they were starting to do music. That's cool.
Yeah, every once in a while they have artists come in, and I saw that the first weekend I came down here. I saw a bunch of posters up for somebody playing at Epilogue, and then I went in and got the chocolate drinks, and I was like, oh, I definitely want to play here. This is an awesome spot.
Yeah, so they really are. Cool. So what else do you have coming up?
A bunch of stuff. I'm playing all over the place. I'm a full-time musician, so I end up going from city to city.
Right,
sometimes
right.
Sometimes I play around here, other times I'm in Richmond, sometimes Charlotte, so it's nice. Kind of all over the place. But,
what is next for you now that this EP's out?
Well, I've got three songs that I just finished recording with my producer, so those are going to be coming out shortly. I'm going to have the next song, Forevermore, which hasn't got a release date yet, but it's coming out before the end of the year, so just a steady stream of music over the next year for me.
I love it. Again, kevingoodwinmusic.com is the website. We'll link to up on our website, chapelburger.com, as well, so you can get the link super easy. Keep following Kevin. I'm looking forward to new stuff down the road. Let's hear one more song. What are we going to wrap up with?
Yeah, so this last one is called Autumn's Fall, and it's actually the first song I ever wrote. I wrote it when I was like 10 years old, I think. And,
oh, nice.
It's an instrumental, so... bear with me, folks.
I love it.
no lyrics, but it's about whatever you want it to be.
I'm just like it's cool that you write something when you're 10 that like still holds up, right?
Because
like,
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things don't hold up when you're young. And you
I
write them.
Things that I wrote like 2 hours ago don't hold up. So more
well,
power
still
to you.
That's the case for me sometimes too. Sometimes you write a song and then I look back on it, you know, a week later, and I'm like, I thought it was really good at the time, and then you listen to it a couple times, and you're like, actually, this is terrible. This is not good at all.
I'll go for it.
All right.
Song is Autumn's Fall. The EP is out now called One Hell of a Night. KevinGoodwinMusic.com is the website. Kevin Goodwin is the artist. Thank you again so much for being with us. That
was
great.
Thank you so much for having me, Aaron.